Hello, and welcome to this AAT podcast. My name is Tim Buss. I've been involved in VAT for over 30 years, a very sad life. I'm hoping that you'll get something out of this session, which is on input tax. Input tax is the VAT which a business pays on goods and services supplied to it. Input tax can be recovered on costs relating directly to what's called taxable supplies, that's supplies made at the standard and zero rate. VAT on costs cannot be recovered on transactions which are exempt from VAT. If you have transactions which are partly taxable, i.e. subject to the VAT at the standard or zero rate, and partly exempt, then there's a separate section. You have to apportion your input tax, and I'll be looking at that on a later date. In order to recover input tax, a person has to be registered for VAT. However, VAT registration does not give a right to automatic recovery of VAT. The important thing to remember is that the expenditure must be for the purpose of your business, not for private purposes, nor for the purpose of somebody else's business. There's also intention, which is important, intention at the time you incur the cost on which VAT is charged. By that I mean if you are not running a business as yet, but intending to start a business, all the expenditure you incur on setting up the business, the VAT can be recovered. If, unfortunately, the business does not get off the ground, then the VAT is not repayable to HM Revenue and Customs. It is a standard assumption that you can keep the VAT. In order to recover VAT, you must hold a VAT invoice, which must be in your name or the business's name. I will look at the detail required for a VAT invoice later, as it is important that you hold the correct evidence. The supply of goods or services shown on the invoice must actually occur, that is the important thing, and be made to the business reclaiming the VAT. As I said, the supply being made is the key event here, and if you receive a supply of goods or services for the purpose of your business but do not hold a VAT invoice, you can request HM Revenue and Customs to accept alternative evidence. But as I say, the important thing is that a supply has been made to your particular business. Secondly, the VAT in question must not be caught by the rules specifically disallowing VAT recovery. The main areas of what's referred to as blocked input tax are VAT on costs relating to entertainment, cars, and directors' accommodation. And I'll be looking at those specific areas later on. There are other areas which are very specific to particular businesses. Examples of these are goods not ordinarily installed by builders in new houses, for example, white goods, fridges and cookers. What happens is the builder cannot recover the VAT on the cost of those goods when he installs those in new houses. The new house is sold at what is termed the zero rate of VAT, but there's hidden VAT because the VAT on the fridge and the cooker has not been recovered by anybody. Other areas are goods sold under the second-hand scheme. If goods are sold under a second-hand scheme, then no VAT can be recovered on the purchase. No VAT is charged on the sale price, but the person selling the goods under the second-hand scheme will account for VAT on the margin, i.e. if goods are bought for £1,000, sold for £2,000, then VAT is accounted for on £1,000. But a condition of the scheme is that no input tax can be recovered directly relating to the goods concerned. Also, costs of tour operator margin scheme. This is a specific area involving travel operating companies, and I will not bore you. I can bore you without going into details of tour operating margin schemes, so I won't bother you with that today. If you're interested, please contact me at a later date. If a business uses what's termed the flat rate scheme, VAT cannot be recovered on costs. The flat rate scheme is used by businesses with a turnover of less than £150,000. A business doesn't use normal VAT accounting, but merely applies a flat rate percentage to its turnover. So if its turnover is £100,000 and the flat rate percentage is 10%, and the percentage depends on the key trade classification of the business concerned, the flat rate percentage is 10%, then the business will pay 10% of £100,000. That will be the sum due to HM Revenue and Customs, no allowance for input tax recovery. Input tax recovery is deemed to have been included in the flat rate percentage of, in my example, 10%. As I said briefly, there is an exception if a person or business is using the flat rate scheme. They can recover VAT on capital expenditure, provided the expenditure exceeds £2,000. A VAT registration cannot be used to launder VAT on someone else's behalf. If you incur VAT on behalf of another person or business, you, that person or business incurring the VAT, cannot recover that VAT. Examples include expenditure incurred by an unregistered associate business, expenses of a self-employed salesman, or goods purchased for directors or staff. If you do incur, for example, VAT on behalf of an associated business, that VAT can be recovered provided you charge the associated business plus VAT. So you recover the input tax but charge output tax on the transfer of the charge to the associated business concerned.